Walt Disney Pictures, Pixar, A Cars Tune. Now, a broken down garage made of wooden planks bears a title on its door, Mater's Tall Tales. The door drops open, revealing the rusty tow truck.
If I'm lying, I'm crying.
A title, Mater the Greater. Now, outside Flo's V8 Cafe, Guido, Luigi, and McQueen sip motor oil. Mater jumps a ramp made of planks and cinder blocks.
Wow! Oh, Mater! Are you all right?
Oh, shoot, that was nothing. I used to be a daredevil.
What?
That's right. Folks would come from all around to see my stunts.
Now, cars fill the stands of a huge arena.
Ladies and gentlemen, cars, Mater the Greater!
Mater bursts through a banner bearing his name. Custom painted like an American flag and wearing a helmet, he drives up a jump ramp and winks at Mia and Tia in the stands. Both girl cars sport buck teeth.
It's the Mater teeth right here. 2 buck teeth for 1 buck.
Dozens of rusted cars stand between the jump ramp and a landing ramp. Mater backs off of the jump ramp. A spotlight follows him as he continues down a path set up between 2 rows of traffic cones. Decalbed like Mater, Mia and Tia stare. One drops her buck teeth and puts them back in. Reporter cars surrounding Mater edge back. He reaches the edge of the arena, bumping a barrier at his rear. At a signal from 2 red, white, and blue forklifts, Mater spins his wheels and peels out. He reaches the traffic cones. His speed blows the cones away and sends reporter cars' hats flying. Mater narrows his eyes as he nears the ramp. In slow motion, he rides up with a thrill-hungry smirk. He leaps from its end. Mater drops straight down, landing on the 2 nearest cars.
Ow.
Excuse me. Pardon me. Hey.
He drives over the others to the opposite ramp.
How's
the
kid? Watch your hood.
He did it!
Mater's forklift buddies clink times. Now Mater backs into a giant cannon.
I did all kinds of stunts. Fire!
He blasts at a flaming hoop, but his hook snags on it and he falls, taking the ring with him. A forklift blasts him with a fire extinguisher. Now he rides atop a bi-wing airplane. As it barrel rolls, he falls but catches himself by his hook.
I busted nearly every part in my body.
Back in the arena, the 2 forklifts bring out a vat of water and set it beneath a towering diving board. Wearing a snorkel, Mater peers down from the dizzying height. He jumps, plummeting down into the water. The vat falls apart, revealing Mater unharmed.
But the biggest stunt Mater the Greater ever did was jumping Carburetor Canyon.
Jumping Carburetor Canyon? No way.
Yes way. You remember. You was there, too.
They peer down a steep ramp.
Ready, buddy?
Ready?
All right, Dan. Get her down.
A forklift lights a rocket strapped to McQueen. The race car speeds down the ramp, which is as tall as a skyscraper. He rockets off of the upturned end and arcs high over the canyon. His rocket stalls. In the present, McQueen and others stare.
Well, what happened?
You didn't make it. Well, see you later. Come on, guys, let's go.
As he leaves, the 2 red, white, and blue forklifts gather empty motor oil cans on the ground, then follow Mater away. Now, Mater, the forklifts, and Mia and Tia pose together in their all-American colors. McQueen flies over their heads out of sight. A tire rolls into view, then an ambulance races by. Mater smiles at us. A Cars Tune. A broken-down garage bears a title, Mater's Tall Tales. The door topples, revealing the tow truck.
If I'm lying, I'm crying. Gotta go.
A title, Rescue Squad Mater. Now, on a sunny day, McQueen passes a firehouse. Out front, the Radiator Springs fire truck uses his hose to water flowers.
Hey, Red.
Mater accompanies the race car.
I used to be a fire truck.
What?
Daggum right.
A building burns.
Fire! Someone call Rescue Squad Mater!
In a firehouse, flashy close-ups show Mater as a shiny red fire truck. His doors read Rescue Squad Mater.
All units, please respond. Fire in progress at 1209er Carmichael Way.
That's the old gasoline and match factory.
Right you are, Mater. Now go!
Now a helicopter flies over a police car and an ambulance.
Jumper one, en route.
Trooper responded. Where's Mater?
Right behind you.
In slow motion, Mater catches air as he crests a hilly road.
Fire one, en route. All right, back it up, folks. Put it in reverse, pal. Make room for Mater.
Mater arrives and uses his hose.
Be advised, explosive situation. Rescue Squad Mater, we're counting on you.
Can't pull. I'm on it.
Wow, wow!
Mia and Tia are painted like Dalmatians in the present.
Mater, I cannot believe that you are a fire truck.
You remember, for Pete's sake, you was there too.
McQueen's trapped in the building.
Help!
Remain calm!
Mater sprays water in his face, then raises his ladder.
I got you!
Look out, it's gonna blow!
As the building explodes, Mater lowers McQueen to the ambulance.
Get him to the hospital, stat! He's overheating!
On my way!
Flanked by Mia and Tia, Mater poses for the press. In a hospital, an aqua-colored forklift runs McQueen down a hall, plowing him through set after set of double doors. They reach an operating room.
Paging Dr. Mater. Dr. Mater to the OR.
What's going on, ladies?
Mater, Tia, and Mia are all aqua-like scrubs.
Let's have us a little look-see.
Mater? You're a doctor, too?
That's right, buddy. I got my MD, PhD, my STP, and my GTO.
Hey, doctor.
A foxy nurse. In the present.
Well, what happened?
I saved your life.
What? No, you didn't.
Did so.
Did not.
Did so.
No, Mater.
Yes, I did.
Mater, stop
yep.
it. Not.
Did so.
Did not.
Hello, doctor.
The GTO passes by.
Did so.
Mater follows. Now Rescue Squad Mater winks as two choppers, a police car, and an ambulance pose with him. A car's tune. A broken-down garage bears the title, Mater's Tall Tales. The door drops, revealing the tow truck.
No lie, don't cry. Rascal.
The title, Monster Truck Mater. Now, a monster truck passes by Flo's V8 Cafe. McQueen and Mater stare after it.
Whoa, check out the size of that monster truck.
Shoot, that boy's nothing. I used to wrestle trucks bigger than that.
What?
Yep, I used to be a monster truck wrestler.
At a match.
Ladies and gentle cars, introducing the Tormentor!
Excuse me, it's Tomater.
Who wants some ice cream? The Ice Creamer!
A monstrous ice cream truck jumps into the ring.
I'm gonna make you scream!
As the truck advances, Mater darts out of view.
Where did he go?
Excuse me, mister.
He's disguised as a kid.
Can I have one double dip dipstick sundae, please?
Huh? Oh, sure. That's a very popular flavor.
As the ice creamer turns, Mater hooks his axle and flips him.
I win, I.
Sunday!
Mater fights Captain Collision.
Drop it, give me 20.
I'll give you 3.
Mater flips and pins him.
1, 2, 3. I win.
Another match.
The Rastakarian has the Tormentor in his signature dreadlock.
Me be jumping now, man.
Mater steals his bungee cord dreadlocks and wins.
I win.
Who be jamming now?
An SUV roots for Mater.
Ooh, Dr. Feelbad.
Your next stop is the hospital!
Whoa!
Don't worry, I'll bring you some flowers.
Mater slingshots the monster ambulance.
Just wait till he gets the bill.
He lands in the hospital.
Patio concrete's gonna lay some cement.
Here comes a nice fresh pour!
Pour it on!
Mater flips the mixing drum so it pours on Patty.
Hey! Now that's what I call a patio, Daddy-o.
A concrete block encases the cement mixer. The excited SUV stomps his tires.
The moment we've all been waiting for. The buck-toothed wonder of the world, the wrestler of disaster, the Tormentor!
A huge screen magnifies Mater's image as he enters the arena. Fireworks erupt around him. He speeds down a ramp that jumps him into the ring.
And a Tormentor! And the world champion, Dr. Frankenwagon!
A small white car wears a doctor's head mirror.
Piece of cake.
And here's Spencer!
A hulking green truck with a big rig head has a backhoe arm and a claw arm.
It's alive!
I'm dead.
Whoa, what did you do?
Don't you remember nothing? We was a tag team. Tag, you're in.
What?
The monster repeatedly plunges a wrecking ball into the mat, narrowly missing McQueen. Outside the ring, Mater chats up Tia and Mia.
Yes, lady, they all read. You want to kick him?
He shows off his tires.
Quick, tag me, tag me!
Tag!
Mater snags the wrecking ball with his hook.
Gotcha!
He drives under the ring, pulling his cable taut, and winks at Mia and Tia.
Watch this.
He flips the entire ring, trapping the monster beneath it.
But no, wait! The winners! A Tormentor! And...
What's your name, son?
Lightning McQueen.
And Lightning McQueen!
Fireworks erupt around the giant screen, back in the present.
Frightening McMean.
The SUV approaches.
I can't believe it!
the Tormentor! I'm your biggest fan, man! Can I get your autograph?
Well, of course you can.
A tire smudge.
I will never wash this door again!
Wait, don't you want Brandon McMean's autograph?
No, thanks!
Seriously?
Okay, really?
I'll do it real quick!
You're making me uncomfortable!
The wrestlers pose.
Tagger it.
Tagger it.
Tag.
Tag. Tag. Tagger it.
Tag!
A car is tuned. A broken-down garage bears a title, Mater's Tall Tales. The door falls. We see Mater trembling.
If I'm lying, I'm crying.
A title, UFM Unidentified Flying Mater. In Luigi's tire shop, Guido tugs on a car's hubcap. It pops off and flies out the window.
Hey, look, a UFO.
Mater, that was a hubcap.
No, it was a UFO, and I know because I done seen one once.
What?
Yep, it was a crystal clear night.
Now Mater arrives at a railroad crossing. Thick clouds form overhead, and the railroad signals wave fast.
Huh. Well, that's weird.
He sees a little buck-toothed flying saucer hovering in front of him. It blinks two eyes on its dome. The little spacecraft offers a friendly smile.
Well, hey there. Welcome to Earth. My name is Mater.
My name is Mator.
Mator? Huh. Should I take you to my leader?
Your leader.
They face 1 liter cans of oil.
Well, here's all my leaders.
Yum.
Man, that guy can put it away.
Mator sucks an oil drum dry.
Daggum.
Daggum.
We did all my favorite things.
In a field, Mater honks at a sleeping tractor. It tips. A honk from Mator leaves crop circles in the hay and tips 9 tractors.
I taught him how to drive backwards. He taught me how to fly.
Rusty old Mater levitates.
Cool.
He follows the flying saucer.
Wait up!
Now it flows. Traffic lights in front of Sarge and Fillmore blink like crazy.
Ooh. Hey, Fillmore!
Mater and Mator fly by. Fillmore eyes a can at his side, then nudges it away. Now the saucer takes Mater flying through the desert.
Whoa! We're gonna be best friends forever.
A magnet snatches Mator.
I got him.
No!
Return to base!
Military helicopters carry him away.
I'll save you!
Revving up, Mater slams into a canyon wall. He bounces down a series of rock formations.
Dadgum reverse.
He flies after his friend.
I'm coming to get you, Mator.
Now a sign. No trespassing. Parking area 51. Top secret military installation. Mater looks down on the hidden base.
Oh, no. Mator.
He sneaks up to a chain link fence.
Maintenance to the loading dock, please.
He flies over. A large truck passes. Using him for cover, Mater travels alongside him. He crosses a busy workyard unnoticed and arrives at Hangar 18. Floating up, he peers through one of its windows. Inside, scientist forklifts examine Mator.
Everybody, say cheese.
Cheese. There
you go. That gum? He's trying to communicate. Where is Dr. Upschleppwagen?
Mater enters in disguise.
Good knobbing, Fraulein.
Mia and Tia wear pink camouflage.
So, Herr Doctor,
what does dad gum mean?
The dad gum means, let's get out of here.
He shuts off the magnet, ditches his disguise, and flies out. Escaping, Mator blows a raspberry at the military team. Trucks chase the two into the desert.
Whoa, 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 whoa! Do you really expect me to believe that?
Well, you should. He was there, too.
Now McQueen flees with Mator and Mater, plowing through several cacti. Before them, a huge flying saucer rises from behind a mountain.
It's beautiful.
With a tractor beam, it lifts the three friends on board, then flies away.
Thanks for saving us, Mrs. UFO. Are you thinking you can drop us off at home?
It drops the two cars into Mater's garage.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Mater. That did not happen.
Oh, yeah? Then how come I can do this?
Oh, man, please!
As McQueen leaves, Mater floats.
Far out.
Fillmore gawks by Sarge. Mater and Mator go into hyperdrive. A car's tune. A broken-down garage bears a title, Mater's Tall Tales. The door topples, revealing the tow truck.
If I'm lying, I'm crying.
He catches a rose in his buck teeth. A title, El Mater Door. Now bulldozers graze in a fenced-in field.
Hey, look. Bulldozers.
Yep, them's just like the ones I used to fight.
What?
That's right. I was a famous bulldozer fighter in Spain. They called me El Mater Door.
In a bullfighting ring, an ornately gold-painted Mater wears a Montera hat. Mia and Tia sit in a balcony.
Senor Mator!
They wear black lace mantillas. Mater winks at them. A gate opens, revealing a hulking bulldozer. It enters the ring and snarls. Mater whips out a red cape on his towing hook. The bulldozer charges, but Mater sidesteps it.
All right.
Mater's foe spins around to face him. El Matador turns and flourishes the cape. The bulldozer charges again and misses.
Ole!
Mater turns toward his foe and teasingly wiggles the cape. The bulldozer scrapes the dirt with his treads. As it charges, Mater leads him around in a tight circle. The bulldozer tips over on its side.
Ole!
The bulldozer plows him into the dirt, burying him beneath a huge mound. A sign reading El Matador falls into place like a headstone, and his cape lands on the apparent grave. The fans stare woefully, and a Padre pickup truck chants. Mater's hook juts up, nabbing the cape. He emerges from the mound unharmed.
He's alive!
He spits out some dirt. His hood is loose. Mater shakes it off and growls. The bulldozer gives him a sidelong look, and El Matador copies his stance. The two circle each other, snarling. Mater narrows his eyes, and the bulldozer does too. As they face off, the bulldozer stamps the ground with its shovel. Two pens open behind him, each holding another bulldozer. They speed toward Mater, who backs across the ring. He tricks the first vehicle into a wall. He sidesteps the second bulldozer, then evades the third. They surround him, then all charge at once. Mater leaps straight up, and they slam into each other.
Ole!
He rides a bulldozer's lowering shovel back down to the ground. They throw roses. Mater catches one in his teeth, then finds himself surrounded by a dozen bulldozers.
Terrible. Surround. Bulldozers all around me.
What did you do?
What did I... Well, don't you remember? You was there, too?
What?
They sure like that fancy red paint job here.
Now, dressed as a matador, McQueen flees the bulldozers. They chase him back and forth across the ring.
Mater, that did not happen.
Well, try telling that to them there bulldozers.
In the present, the bulldozers chase McQueen down the road. Mia and Tia arrive at Mater's side.
Senor Mater!
Senoritas.
He pulls them close.
Olé.
Now, as Mater poses as a matador, the bulldozers chase McQueen past him. A Cars tune. Now a broken-down garage bears a title on its door, Mater's Tall Tales. The door drops open.
Houston, if I'm lying, I'm crying.
A headline appears on a newspaper, Moon Mater, nighttime in Radiator Springs.
Wow, check out that moon.
Yep, I've been up there.
You have not.
Oh, yeah, it's real pretty. It all started when I was towing this car to Florida, and then suddenly, Houston had a problem.
In a command center.
I have a problem.
It's Impala 13.
He's stuck on the moon.
He needs a tow.
Where on earth are we going to get a tow?
Well, that guy's got a tow.
A space shuttle notices Mater arriving on an airfield. He drops his tow.
With a little bit of training...
Mater rides a centrifuge.
I became genuine autonaut.
Now a launch pad elevator reads NASCA. Mater drives out.
What's going on, ladies?
Good luck, Mater. The world's counting on you.
He boards the shuttle.
Welcome aboard, Mater. My name's Roger.
Well, howdy there, Roger.
Forklifts operate the command center.
Prepare for takeoff. Let's burn this candle!
T-minus 10, 9, main engine start.
Oh, boy, I ain't never been to the moon before, Roger.
Oh, you'll love it! It's real nice!
One, booster ignition.
The space shuttle shoots upward. On board, Mater screams. The forklifts at mission control stare.
We have cleared the tower.
It's all up to Mater now.
In space.
Booster rockets 1 and 2 disengaged.
Roger, Roger. You are clear to burn.
The shuttle zooms away from Earth.
See you later, Earth.
You are on approach to the moon.
Prepare for moon landing.
Open cargo bay doors.
Roger!
Operation Tow Mater is go.
Okie dokie.
Good luck, Mater. See you back on Earth.
Roger, Dodger, Roger.
Shiny and white and outfitted with rocket thrusters, Mater drifts wide-eyed toward the moon. He glides over its cratery surface. The tow truck fires pivoting rockets above his rear wheels and lands. He finds Impala 13.
Moon Mater has landed.
Thank
goodness you're here, Mater. Quick, connect your rescue apparatus to the frontal structural component of the linear axle assembly. Pronto!
How about I just give you a tow?
Mater hooks the Impala.
Mission accomplished. Now take us home. Rotate thrusters.
Got it.
Prime ignition.
Check.
Pivot bolster column.
What?
Disengage inertial dampener.
Huh?
Ignite propulsion system.
That's off!
He rockets into space, towing Impala 13.
There I was, doing 17,000 miles an hour.
17,000 miles an hour? No way.
Yes, way. But that was nothing compared to you.
McQueen zooms through space.
Oh yeah! Oh, this is awesome!
He tears past Mater.
Watch out for re-entry.
What?
Nosing toward Earth, McQueen's hood glows white hot. Now McQueen splashes down into the ocean, then his parachute deploys. Mater floats down under three parachutes and lands on an inflatable raft. He fishes McQueen out.
Yes, sirree. We was a couple of bona fide heroes.
On a talk show.
So, Mater, when does an astronaut eat?
At launch time.
Now magazine covers show the tow truck back in Radiator Springs.
Oh, come on. That did not happen.
Well, suit yourself.
Mater!
Houston has another problem.
Roger, Roger.
Mater boards Roger.
Burn this candle!
They take off.
Oh, yeah!
Dust settles on McQueen. Now, in space, Mater and McQueen zoom past. A car's tune. A broken-down garage bears a title on its door, Mater's Tall Tales. The door drops open.
I'm crying! I'm crying!
A title, Heavy Metal Mater. Now, outside Flo's Cafe, Guido sings karaoke. Other vehicles watch.
Macchine cantare con me, duda, duda. Macchine con tante rotine, oh, da duda day.
Mater, why don't you get up there and sing?
I don't want to steal the show.
Steal the show?
Well, I was a big rock star.
What?
Yes, sirree. I started out in a garage band.
Now, in a suburban garage, three forklift musicians back up Mater.
Pretty good. Let's get a gig.
Now, a marquee down at Top Down Truck Stop reads, Mater in the Gas Caps. As waitresses Mia and Tia face Mater.
Don't forget to tip the waitress.
That's so wrong.
I know.
Do you guys have a record?
Mater's guitarist shakes his head.
Be right back.
In a recording studio. In a control booth, forklifts work the mixing board. A fly buzzes around Mater's forklift drummer, who swats at it with his drumsticks. He drums wildly, aiming at the fly. The guitarist gives a determined frown. The sound engineer forklifts max out their faders.
Oh yeah!
A red Cadillac-type car with a cowskin top and longhorns on its grill overhears.
What's that sound?
That sounds like angels printing money to me.
Mater kicks his mic.
Say, you boys are good. All you need is a new name.
A new name?
A forklift brings a lead weight.
Delivery! Where do you want this heavy metal, Mater?
That's it!
Now, a record reads, Heavy Metal Mater. Nighttime. At a concert, cars bounce in a mosh pit. A purple Mater wears black leather. His guitarist wears a top hat. A giant inflatable tow truck with glowing eyes flies over the crowd. It opens bat-like wings. Back it flows.
You were Heavy Metal Mater?
No, we was Heavy Metal Mater.
Back on stage.
Are you ready to rock?
McQueen leaps on stage and plays a keyboard. Pyrotechnic flames shoot up from the stage. Back it flows.
I'm sorry, Mater. That did not happen.
Well, suit yourself.
The demonic tow truck balloon drifts over flows. On alien terrain, Mater spreads metallic wings and flies toward a ringed planet. Words read, Heavy Metal Mater, Dadgum, Dynaco Records. A car's tune. In black and white, a broken-down garage bears a title, Mater's Tall Tales. The door drops open.
If I'm lying, I'm crying, Sam.
A title casts long shadows. Mater, Private Eye. Now McQueen arrives at Flo's Cafe.
Morning, Flo. Hey, can I get some air? My tires are going flat.
Flat tires, you say? I thought I'd done solved that crime.
What?
I was a private eye.
No way.
Yes way. It was 7:15 on a Friday night. I was working downtown, mostly small jobs, but this time I was on to something real big.
Mater reads right newspaper there. Headlines.
Blowouts everywhere. There was some kind of counterfeit tire ring and a sale on trailer hitches down there at Rusty Rose. I was about to hit the bricks and then she drove me. She was wearing those white walls, the ones that used to drive me crazy.
Hello, Mater.
What are you doing here, Tia?
I missed you.
Like you missed your last smog check.
Oh, you don't have to play poker with me.
Well, you always were the wild card. What do you want?
I need you to find my sister, Mia. She's been carnapped.
Quit the waterworks, will you? Where did you last see her?
She was working for Big D.
Big D, you say?
She worked at his club, the Carba Cabana.
Now, at the nightclub, a singing car wears a fruit headdress.
Always so frantic.
Downtown traffic.
Basta romantico cargo. I give you a driving lesson. Cha-cha-cha.
Muchas gracias.
She drives up to Mater in the audience.
You wanted to see me, senor?
I'm looking for Mia. You seen her?
Mia. That rag top. I don't remember.
Well, maybe this will help you remember.
He shows the tire.
Maybe.
He adds three more white walls in a stack.
Oh, well, now I remember. I saw her a couple of days ago with Big D.
Where did it go?
I don't know, and I don't care. But she did smell salty, like the ocean.
Hey, this guy bugging you?
Not yet, but a girl can hold.
Well, he's bugging me.
A giant forklift throws Mater outside.
Hello, Clyde. Where'd you get the hand trap?
You're a very nosy fella, kitty cat, huh? You know what happens to guys who shine their headlights in the wrong places, huh? No? Wanna guess, huh?
I don't know. Free car wash?
No, Clyde pops out Mater's headlight.
Next time it's the blinkers, understand?
The forklift tosses Mater aside.
I was down in one headlight, but I could still see just
with a garbage truck.
Hey, Stanky, what's the dirt on the street?
I don't know.
No,
they got me working the alleys, dumping all these blowouts.
Blowouts, you say?
Yeah, it's odd, though.
Odd?
Yeah, they all have this smell.
Smell?
They smell salty.
Salty?
Like the ocean.
Ocean?
I haven't smelled that since I worked down at the docks.
Rocks?
Docks.
Ducks?
Docks.
The docks. Thanks, Stinky.
You're welcome, Mater.
At the docks, Mater spots a forklift carrying a gagged Mia.
Mia.
Now Mater wears crates like a disguise. He drives past three forklift guards playing poker.
Huh?
As a crane lifts the crates off Mater, a 1920s luxury sedan drives up.
Hey, wait till I tell the DA.
You ain't telling the DA nothing.
What? I'll be in Shanghai.
No!
Tia, you double-crossing double-crosser?
I had no choice. It was the only way to save my sister.
We always did the right thing, just the wrong way.
The crane dangles Mater over the water.
What did you do?
Like you don't know, Lieutenant Lightning McQueen.
McQueen's a police car.
We finally caught you, Big D.
Oh, no, McQueen!
Forklifts hurl barrels at the police cars.
Oh, Mater!
Tia makes the crane drop Mater safely on the dock. He makes a crane drop a crate on Big D. Lightyear tires spelled L-I-T-E-Y-E-E-R spill out.
Just what I thought. Counterfeit tires.
Let us right to him, Mater. Take him away, boys.
Police cars escort Big D away. Mater faces Tia.
It's a fine mess you got me into, Tia.
I'm not bad, Mater. I just drive that way. Come on. Let's pick up where we left off.
Mater cruises off alone into the mist.
Mater, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
The car in the fruit headdress drives by.
I'm right behind you.
McQueen gapes. In black and white, the film noir cars pose together.
Cha-cha-cha!
A Cars tune. A broken-down garage bears a title on its door, Mater's Tall Tales. The door drops open, revealing Mater.
If I am lying, then I am crying.
Now rusted words read, Toe Mater. Turquoise paint sprays over them, and a lightning strike creates the title Tokyo Mater. Now in Radiator Springs, Sheriff the Police Cruiser pulls into Flo's Cafe.
Morning, everyone. Sure is peaceful.
Hey, losers!
Drift and
burn! Street racers skid past.
Not my town,
don't.
Sheriff speeds after them.
Get back here, you import punks!
Hey, go easy on him, Sheriff!
I used to be an import.
What? No way!
Yes way! It all started when one day...
Mater finds his sedan stranded in the desert.
Looks like you could use a tow somewhere.
Yes, but it is very far.
Well, she, no toe is too far for Toe Mater.
Nighttime. A sign reads, Tokyo. Mater drives out of the ocean.
Man, I gotta change my slogan.
A distant skyscraper reads, Dynaco. Now our view swoops through the brilliant city. Electrified signs and jumbo screens show ads in a rainbow of colors. Downtown Mater unhooks his toe.
Well, here you go.
Domo arigato, Mr. Tomato.
And a doitashimashite to you.
Whoa!
Mater eyes souped up street racers and their cutesy girlfriends.
What in the world?
Three flirty compacts drive past him.
Hello, lady.
His rear bumper barely touches a gray street racer. Sporting a tall stabilizer wing, the snarling racer skids donuts around him, then halts.
Drift de shoubu da.
A what?
He challenges you to a drift race.
Drift race!
We will race at midnight.
The street racer speeds off, followed by his friends.
Well, they seem friendly.
Meta-san, if you are going to win, you need modifications!
Modify!
Modify! What's that?
Now, a shiny wheel spins beneath a turquoise fender. Other cars gawk. A tow hook dangles from a tall stabilizer fin, and neon lights reflect on a sleek turquoise hood. It's Mater. His new bumpers and side skirts hang nearly to the ground, and he sports an aqua racing stripe and logo.
You look good, but can you race?
Can I?
Mater glances at forklifts.
Hey, can I?
They shrug.
Konbanwa, gentle cars. Let this be an honorable race. You must race to the top of Tokyo Tower. First one to seize the flag will become king of all drifters.
Well, what happens to the loser?
The loser will be stripped of all modifications and become stock.
But I just got all this fancy stuff.
Ready?
Fire jets from his rival's exhaust pipe. They glare. Mater and his gray opponent tear past a green compact and race down a street. In the distance, Tokyo Tower glows in fiery colors. The two street racers zoom past high rises, the gray car in the lead. Underglow lights shine out from beneath them. The gray racer swerves around a corner, drifting gracefully sideways. Mater veers after him.
Tough yellow. You can't drift, you are loser.
I'll show you!
Mater drifts into a building as its doors slide open. Exiting, he drives down a one-way street. A police car chases him.
Back here, you import punk!
Mater drives into House of Donuts. Inside, police cars skid, doing donuts.
Donuts! I love donuts!
The cruiser chasing him joins in. On the street, Mater catches up to his opponent.
Huh? Good move, but not good enough! Ninja, yare!
Ninja cars surround Mater.
Oh, no! Ninja!
They brandish throwing star rims.
What, ninjas? What did you do?
Well, shoot, you ought to know you was there, too.
Lightning drops McQueen in Tokyo and brands him with the dragon.
Lightning Dragon McQueen!
The ninjas gape.
I'll take care of this. Dragon style!
Spinning dragon attack!
McQueen kicks two of the ninjas away. He whacks a third with his front tire, then kicks the fourth.
Yeah! Oh, no! Almost to the tower.
Quickly, follow me.
Right behind you.
McQueen and Mater leap off a bridge and into a half-pipe culvert. A startled crane spills oil into it and the vehicles slip around.
Look at me, I'm drifting. Whee!
Another crane knocks wide pipes into the culvert. They roll down and up the sides.
Whoa, look out!
The vehicles weave around them. Mater hops into a pipe. The racers shoot through and spot a dead end.
Oh, no! We're running out of road!
The elevated culvert is only half built.
I can't stop!
Let's go! Lightning Dragon Fireball!
McQueen thrusts Mater forward. Mater shoots through a pipe which fires him like a cannon.
Cannonball!
Victory is mine!
Mater lands in front of his opponent.
Hey, there you are!
Huh? Where did you come from?
I come from Radiator Springs.
Driving backward, Mater wags his tongue at the other racer. The truck leads the way as they exit the highway and enter the tower. The vehicles drift up a spiraling ramp.
You cannot defeat me!
I can too.
Cannot!
Can too.
Cannot!
Can do, 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 can
do, can do.
The racer rams Mater off the tower. Mater plummets but snags the spire with his hook and reels himself to the top.
I win.
No!
Later.
I'm stuck!
The gray car stands stripped of his modifications. Nearby, Mater snuggles between Nia and Tia, painted as sporty red and green racers. McQueen moonwalks on his tires and joins them. He and Mater share a smile. The tow truck dances, swiveling his wheels.
And that's how I become Tokyo Mater, king of all the drifters.
What? Mater, that did not happen.
Oh, yeah? Says you.
Modified!
Guido gives Mater a wooden hood.
I'm modified!
The truck crouches down and drags his body on the ground. Sparks fly as he pretends to race. He pretends to drift by tiptoeing on his tires. McQueen frowns. Credits appear. Directed by John Lasseter, Rob Gibbs. Co-directed by Victor Navone. Produced by Corey Ray. Co-produced by Kim Adams. Supervising technical directors, David Mounier, Apoorva Shah. Production designer, Anthony Christoph. Editor, Torben John Bullock. Animation supervisor, Sanjay Patel. Camera supervisors, Patrick Lynn, Bob Whitehill, Derek Williams, Sylvia Gray Wong. Lighting supervisor, Eric Smith. Effects supervisors, John Reich, Bertie Sheepers, Brad Weinmiller. Original scores composed and conducted by Mark Mothersbaugh, BT. Bruno Kuhn. Cast: Larry the Cable Guy is Mater. Keith Ferguson is Lightning McQueen.